I can make fun of fat people. I'm one of them.
The Scarab Swarmcast is recorded, mixed, and produced at Lord Wellington's Beef Trapeze in Columbia, South Carolina. Mostly. Scarab is the South Carolina area role players and board gamers convention held annually in Columbia, South Carolina on MLK weekend for 4 days. The Scarab Swarmcast podcast is hosted by and features many of the Scarab staff and guests. Views and opinions expressed on this show usually come from a random D20 chart or an FAQ found on the web somewhere, and usually don't reflect anything any sane person would or should think. I'm Toast, your kobold announcer. And now, here's our host, John Middles!
Alright, so you open up the door to the dungeon. It's a 10 by 10 square room. There's a table, two chairs, a candelabra, some sort of a tapestry hanging from a wall, and a big pile of gold in the corner. Oh yeah, and there's like five goblins on wargs come charging at you. Roll initiative! It's gonna only mean one thing. We're here to talk about the RPG track!
Yay!
That was a lackluster yay, guys. Come on, we can do better.
Well, you know, and there was much rejoicing.
They were role-playing.
Oh, Lord, I know.
Yay!
So as I said, we're here to talk about the RPG track that's going to be going on at Scarab, which is in January, Martin Luther King weekend. I don't remember the dates right offhand. I think I would, but I don't.
It's the middle of January this time instead of towards the end.
That's right. But it's still MLK weekend. 4 days of gaming. You can't get much better than that.
Yeah, you can. 5 days.
Wow. 5 days. That soon. I will. I'm going to either
5 days of gaming or 4 24-hour days.
Holy crud!
That's not happening.
Holy crud!
I'm not staying up 24 hours.
The convention center won't let us go in there for full 24 hours a day. Unfortunately, we'll blame them. Yeah, that's why we don't have a full 24-hour track. So I'm here with Mary and Clay.
Hi.
There are RPG track coordinator type peoples. I'm also here with my wife, Ruby.
Hello.
Who is in charge of the Scarab Media Room.
Yeah.
And all the craziness that
it's comes my out way of sneaking in a little bit of anime, seeing how most role players are so against anime. They don't like to mingle.
Don't use the A word.
I did use the A word.
And of course, I'm John, who apparently, as of our last board meeting, apparently I have a track that's the John track. I'll take it.
We'll come up with a cool name for it eventually.
John track sounds cool. John's track.
how many people have the track named after them? Themselves?
I was gonna say, I don't know if I want it to be named the John's track. We might
not the John's track,
because you know people might get the wrong idea.
Is that what got renamed?
All right, but RPG track. So hey guys, what? Tell us about this RPG track.
Well, we're going to have a lot of really great game choices for people that want to play something besides Pathfinder. Of course, our convention has tons and tons of Pathfinder.
Yay. But
well, that was a lackluster.
It was perfect. Oh, you're role-playing.
We got to be consistent with everybody, right?
So, but with that, we have some organized play and some not organized play. We're going to have a full schedule of D&D 5th Ed. So I'm sure we'll get some more details on that later. We've also got a full schedule of Shadowrun, and that's our organized play. And then we've got just an assortment of other RPGs, one-shots, for just kind of anything that you're interested in. We've got...
What sort of systems are we looking at?
Well, a new one that I'm excited about that we just got in is called World of Spy. And apparently you play a spy, but you work for an organization called Factory, which is a covert tactical response organization that protects America from foreign and domestic threats.
So you're playing CIA spies more of...
Well, you're not part of the CIA. It's like a different organization. Yeah.
Agents. Yeah, you're agents of Sector 13, but minus the elves and dwarves of...
The factory is what it's called. D20 Modern. The factory is what it's called, and they, supposedly the agents are selected from military, criminal, and civilian backgrounds, so you could play any of those types of backgrounds. Mechanically, it's a polyhedral dice system, so you get to use all the dice in your little dice set that you've got.
Oh, cool.
Including the 32-sided.
I don't know a whole lot more about it, because it is brand new, and they're actually working on a Kickstart right now, so that should be pretty exciting.
Yeah, and I believe that Kickstart's it's going to be starting soon, within a month or a few weeks or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon, but they're going to be there really advertising and pushing their game, so that will be fun. They're going to have full five-hour sessions and then some shorter two-hour sessions, too, for people to try it out.
So the actual game designers, the people who made the game, are actually going to be running this game at Scarab.
And this is not the first time we've had a game creator actually come and demo their game at Scarab, and we actually encourage people to, you know, if you have a game, a tabletop game, that you want to demo at Scarab, contact Mary or myself, either directly or through the Open Gaming email address, opengaming@skibabble.
Yeah,
is that what you called it?
No, Skibob.
Skibob. S-C-A-R-A-B.com.
I was having a Pavlovian reflex there. When I had to stop myself from just spouting out the whole thing.
So, you can contact one of us if you're interested in demoing your game, because we're always looking for new games. We're promoting gaming in general, but we're also looking for, GMs that want to bring established games. We're always looking for more GMs to run.
I'm going to pop in there. There's a dice game called Damon Dice by SFR. They are actually the creators and owners of it are going to be coming to Scarab as well and running demos in the board game area. And Empire Games also likes to demo and create their games, beta test their games out at Scarab as well. Mm-hmm.
So like Brewfest, and I drank something.
What?
Oh, yeah. I drank what?
Oh.
And
I think Way of the Fist, I think.
So we do really like to see stuff and help out small game companies and large game companies alike. So
yeah. And I'm trying to convince the guys from Ultimum to come to Scarab, but he said that's kind of contingent on their game actually coming out in production.
Really?
December is what they're hoping for.
Ooh, I hope it may. I hope it does.
Me too. I'd like to see them. Because it'd be cool to see them again. Which then brings us back to RPGs.
Yes, it does. I've noticed, Mary, that you seem to like that more, not necessarily sci-fi mystery, but that kind of, not even just spy, because the game that you tried to run, the Z-Files, was kind of that you're agents, but there's a mystical twist sort of thing. And you like Cold and Dark.
Space horror. And that's another sponsored game that we're going to have running. It's kind of like a cross between Alien and with some Predator elements and kind of any of those sci-fi horror movies that you can think of kind of rolled in together. So it's very, very deadly. Like you were saying, dark and mysterious. And
Serenity, the Firefly game as well. That seems to be kind of your genre that you seem to like more than
I guess so.
Throwing a little Ghostbusters.
Guns. People have to have guns. And
well, I get to play a lot of fantasy games, and there are a lot of fantasy games out there. So I'm always looking for something that's a little bit different genre.
Okay.
But so I was looking at the schedule, where if someone was going to look at the schedule, where would they go? Where would be the best place to go to see what type of stuff's on the schedule?
Warhorn.net.
Warhorn.net.
Yes, and go to the Scarab Gaming Convention.
Not to be confused with the Scarab Gaming Days.
Nope, and see what we've got on the docket to play. And we should have everything listed on there that's available at the time, and more things will be continued to be added to the Warhorn site as we get closer to Scarab.
So if someone wanted to submit a game, they'd email you or Mary?
Correct. And preferably through the Open Gaming email address. You can try to use the forms that we have.
Are they working yet?
Right now, I don't think they're working, but that doesn't mean don't try.
Okay.
The nice part is that if you submit a game through the forms on the Scarab website, if they do actually make it to us, if they're working at the time, then either Mary or I will respond and say, yes, your games have been successfully submitted and are up on Warhorn, or if we have other questions, we can always get back in touch with you on that. If you don't hear back from us within a couple of days, then email us directly through the Open Gaming email address.
Yes, because clearly the forums are still broken. Otherwise, we would have gotten back to you.
Are there any type of games that you're still looking to get GMs for that you want to try and fill something?
This is one game that we want that we have some...
Well, right now, we've got... Something that we're looking for, well, we always have players tell us that they want to play Palladium, especially Rifts. We have not yet successfully found a GM that will run it as a one-shot. Apparently, it's really not conducive for one-shots, but a lot of people want to play it. So,
have a lot of Rifts and Palladium books that we can shower someone with they're willing to run?
We do.
You know, there's this little power that we have as coordinators of the RPG track that if someone will submit at least 3 sessions of Rifts or some Palladium game, we will make sure that you are weighed down with signed
by multiple people.
Yes.
Signed many paraphernalia, including but not limited to books.
Yes.
That are signed by Richard Savoy.
As the person that handles the inventory, we have many, many, many very interesting books for Palladium and Rifts and Robotech and all sorts of things for that.
So, even if you're not into the game, we've got some art books from Rifts, which are amazing.
I think one of them's a Cthulhu art book, actually, from Palladium.
And everybody likes Cthulhu, so you know who you are. You want that book.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that was our not subtle way of trying to say someone run Rifts for us, and we'll bribe you handsomely.
Apparently, you only have to run 3 sessions of it, which could be a lot for Rifts.
I mean, you're going to run it, you better start putting together your character sheets now.
Oh man, yeah.
Because I'm sure that you'll be still finishing them up come Scarab. But ain't really any kind of RPG. They can be indie games. They can be established games.
How are we looking on the indie games? I mean, I know that we have some Numenera and
some Gumshoe.
On the list. Mm-hmm. And Gumshoe's not as well known.
And the Gumshoe that they're going to be running is Trail of Cthulhu.
Ooh.
Is the setting for it. Okay. So that should be interesting. It's like Call of Cthulhu, but with the Gumshoe system. I haven't played that yet, but it sounds really cool.
It is an interesting style of game. Mm-hmm. I've only played it once. John actually runs something in that system.
I don't think you actually got to play it.
Well, okay, we character created for it, and we played one encounter.
But you know, and I can use this to segue into this, if you really wanted to try it out, Ruby, or anybody who's listening, I will be running Knights Black Agent at KingCon December 12th and December 13th. Well, I'm not running them both days, but I'm running it that weekend, and that uses the Gumshoe
engine. I'm running some games there too, I think.
That's right, you are. We're all running games. Everybody at this table is running games at King Con December 12th and December 13th.
It's a very nice, intimate, smaller con.
Intimate? It's in a freaking airplane museum.
I know.
When do you get to do that?
It is really cool. And you can sit in some of the helicopters and planes.
Isn't there like a Black Hawk helicopter in there? Like,
yes.
Right within eyeshot of us?
In the next building, there was an F-14 and an F-16. An SR-71.
Yeah, so even if you don't want to go to the con the whole day, there's the rest of the museum.
Yeah.
And there's hangars outside. It's pretty cool. Oh, and there's gaming, too. So.
let's see, what am I running? I'm running 13th Age, Dragon Age. Ooh, I'm sensing
you're running a lot of age stuff.
I am. No, and then...
are you showing your age?
You're running
Kerberos Club.
Yeah, and you're running some Pathfinder Society quests,
yeah.
In fact, Clay is going to be running Pathfinder Society.
He's our society man for that weekend.
Yep.
We all thank you for that,
Clay. Yes.
I will take the bullet for everybody
else. I don't mind running
at all. I'll gladly take on the Pathfinder Society stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. And I'm going to be running Better Angels by another one of our Scarab sponsors, by Arc Dream Publishing. And I don't remember what else I'm running. Kobolds, probably.
Probably. Somewhere in there.
Something like that. I honestly don't remember what else I'm running. But it'd be cool. Oh, Fiasco. That's why I forgot.
Yeah.
I'm running Fiasco, which seems kind of like a cop-out. Because
you don't really run
You don't really run
it,
so Fiasco.
You just kind of manage it.
You attempt to manage it, yeah.
You say, okay, here's the dice, here's the general rules, let's write some stuff down, and then you play.
Right. If you get into that sort of, I use air quotes, GM position, you're just kind of helping guide people along,
Yeah.
You're making some suggestions. Well, maybe you should do this. It'd be really horrible if you did this.
And then they usually don't do that!
Don't do that.
What about you? What do you think you're running? Cold and Dark?
At KingCon?
At KingCon, yeah.
I'm going to be running Cold and Dark. I'm going to be running Firefly, and that'll be the Margaret Weiss system for Firefly. And Little Fears, always one of my favorites.
Cool.
And Savage Worlds Ghostbusters. And those are probably the games I'm going to be running at Scarab 2. I have not put my games on the schedule yet because I'm still deciding on how much exactly I'm going to commit to. I really, really want to run like as many as I can, but I'm also due to have my baby in just a couple weeks after that. And if baby decides to come early, I don't want to leave a lot of people without a GM for the game that they were so excited about playing. Yeah. So
good grief.
We'll see. I'll probably end up putting them all on the schedule anyway, but we'll see what happens in the end.
And we'll make somebody run your games if you're not there.
Okay, just plop them down.
We'll make blind. Miles run them or something.
Yeah, that's probably not going to work out. Well, because when I run games, the games that I run, I write the stories,
right.
And so it's never in any kind of final form that somebody could run through, and a lot of them are pretty...
It's all in your head.
Yeah, and a lot of them are fairly flexible, too, like my Fireflies. I usually get about halfway through the storyline, and then I think, I have no idea how the players are going to get out of this one. Let's see! And then we just kind of go from there. So...
Wonderful.
But it's more fun that way. Yeah, and that's what I really like about indie games and non-organized play games is they're not really scripted. You don't have to do what's on the paper and go from A to B to C, and that's the way you solve it, and then you get your experience points. And so we're expecting a lot of other things on the schedule to come in. These games tend to come in a little bit later than our organized play, just because it's not organized, and people don't know exactly what they want to do till
and there are
a little
other
bit
conventions
later.
Before us that they may have prepped in.
No, there are no other conventions before us, except KingCon. December 12th and 13th in Warner Robins, Georgia.
In an airplane museum.
There shall be no other
So, but we do kind of have a deadline.
Yeah.
And we really do need to have any game submissions in by the 1st of January so that they can go on the schedule. We know who our GMs are and
make sure we have the appropriate items for them.
Right. Right. The right
for those Palladium
tables,
guys.
All that sort of stuff. So please, if you're going to run games, definitely do get those submitted by January 1st at the very, very latest. Also, if you are wanting to be a tier 1 GM, which is where you run 7 slots and which qualifies you that qualifies you for a free badge and also 1/4 of a hotel room, so you get your hotel room paid for to share with 3 other people. That has to be done really early.
I was gonna say, if I remember from our last meeting, Del said that needed to be in by the 1st of December. So that he could reserve the hotel room.
That's right.
Yes.
So TikTok on that.
Right.
For those of you, you know who you are, who are like, mm-hmm. I'm going to get a quarter of a room. Yeah. Do it now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Before this even gets posted, you should do it. To make it really weird.
If you are hearing this for the first time on this Swarmcast,
what?
You better start begging because you're running out of time.
Yeah,
because
I think by the time this comes out, they may have about
2.5 weeks
or so. So do it, as Shia LaBeouf would say. I can't believe I just said that.
You did.
So it's the RPG Tracks. Please, GM, submit your stuff in. You mentioned the tier one thing. I've got a little thing I can actually play in just a second, which can actually further break down all tiers 1 through 5, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or is it 7? It's 5. Who knows? There are 13 mystical tiers. See if you can find them all.
7 tiers in Gen Con. Volunteer.
And we're better because we have 5 tiers. We don't need those extra two tears.
But they do taste worse.
Ah, yes, the tears.
The tears of...
The scarab tears. All right, so here's... So here is going to be the little blurb. Sound blurb about the tier system.
Well, let me break that down for you. Basically, it's our volunteer system. We have five levels of it. At tier five, if you donate 5 hours of your time, you can get in with a discounted badge, $35. If you don't, tier four, if you donate 10 hours, you get in with a discounted badge at $30. Tier three, donating 15 hours, you get a $25 badge. And then it gets exciting because at tier two, when you're donating 25 hours of time, you get a free badge, a t-shirt, and a $5 food per diem at the cantina. That's going to be at the convention center. Now, if you go for tier one, which is the thing Dell was talking about, it's 35 hours of your time. So if you're running games, that's roughly 7 games, I want to say. You get a free badge, same like you get in tier two, a t-shirt, the $5 per diem for food. You get a special GM gift that has at least a $30 value attached to it. And you get a quarter of a hotel room. That's right. You get to share a hotel room with three other GM type folks. So that's pretty exciting. And of course, all of this information and more can be found at our website, www.s-c-a-r-a-b.com. That's Scarab with a bunch of little hyphens thrown in there. Don't just throw them in anywhere. You got to throw them in between each letter. Otherwise, it doesn't quite work.
See, wasn't that informative? I know. Thank you, John. Feel like I learned something. I don't know what, but I learned something. And it's not just, and the tier system is not just for GMs, but it's for, people who want to volunteer time either to do some of the board game stuff,
help in the media, help in the media room, help with Swarmcast in the VIP GM room,
run around making sure people have their clothes on and stuff.
If you are interested in volunteering your time to Scarab, does not matter in what way, please email us through the Open Gaming email address and ask how you can help Scarab and qualify for one of the tiers.
And I think only tier 5 through 2 really kind of apply to just general volunteers.
Correct.
It's
tier 1 is specifically for GMs.
Right. Well, I think you'd have a hard time racking up enough hours just doing odd volunteer jobs.
Yeah.
Someone's going to find that to be their thing.
There are people out there. That's what I would do.
I hope there's a con that I can go to and just
work.
Sit in front of a door, make sure people got their badges the whole time.
For 40
and then go clean the toilets and take out the trash.
There's people in the convention center who will do that.
Yes.
We don't need volunteers to clean up toilets and take out the trash.
Just take away spots so people can volunteer.
All right, so to reiterate, so if you want to submit anything for that, opengaming@s-e-a-r-a-b.com. Open gaming is one word.
You did it without misspelling it
this time. I'll try to misspell it next time. If you want to check out KingCon, go to kingcongaming.com. KingCon is one word. Again, unlike what's on Scarab's website, it's December 12th through 13th. submit your games. Mary said the deadlines are January 1st, 2016
for gaming.
If you want to be a tier one, though, you need to get that in by the beginning of December 2015.
And by beginning of December, we mean December 1st.
Oh yeah,
yes.
And that does not mean send an email saying I'm going to submit 7 games.
I mean submit your.
It means you need to submit your games and commit to them by December 1st in order to qualify for tier one GM status.
All right, so that's everything you need to know about the RPG track. There's probably some more information that's hidden or scrolled away somewhere. So you should check out Scarab's website, www.skabob.com. Haha!
I think that's actually stupider than Kick It in the Quick.
What, Skabob?
Yes.
Stupider than Kick in the Quick?
Yes.
I'll take it. I'm gonna make it stick.
Mail time!
So this is a segment where we read some mails that came to us through various formats and such, some from Facebook, some through email.
Some through telepathy.
Sure, that probably happens. Wait, I'm getting some mail right now. All right, so who wants to read the first piece of mail that we got?
Well, here's a good one from Facebook. It says, what's the outside food policy like this year? I have a strict gravy-only dietary need, but I can sneak a fistful of unsalted pineapple in from time to time. Thanks, Sally G. Well, in all seriousness, we do have plenty of gamers that come to our convention with specific dietary needs. And we also do have a very strict no outside food policy at the convention. So you're not allowed to bring in your food from any of the other places around. There are plenty of places around to go and eat, but you can't bring that food back to the convention hall. However, we do have a really great catering set up, and the chef is on site, and he will take orders and fix custom food for people. You do need to let the staff know pretty early on, especially if they need to go get something special for what you need. But we can pretty much accommodate whatever dietary needs that you might have.
Even if it's gravy and...
Even if it's gravy and unsalted pineapple.
Where do you even get that?
I think they had gravy last year.
They did.
Not together. But I think both of those things were on the menu at some point.
Yes.
I've got a letter here from M.M. Matheson. It says, "Dear Seraph's Wormcast, I've seen your shirts all around places. Why? What does this mean? Are you invading, or have you already taken over? This madness has to end. Also, really dig the show. Keep up the good work. Is parking free at the con?" Well, let's answer this entire thing in phases. So, you've seen the shirts all around the places. I was not aware that the Swarmcast had its own shirts yet, but if you have seen a whole bunch of them, then yes, they have taken over. In terms of the Swarm shirts, the Scarab shirts, the answer is absolutely yes, we have taken over. So go on ahead and just give us your money, come to the convention, have a good time, and just accept the fact that we are in control. Why? Because of what I just said, we're in control. What does this mean? It means that you need to come to our convention. You need to give us money. And maybe if you're good, we might let you... Actually, I got a better thing. If you want one of these shirts, you need to go on ahead and sign up through the Open Gaming email to run some games and volunteer your time. And you might actually qualify to get one of those cool Scarab shirts.
Ooh, I want one. What's that address?
It is opengaming@s-c-a-r-a-b.com.
Awesome.
To the next part. Are we invading or have we already taken over? We have already answered that question. This madness has to end. No, it does not. Also, really dig your show. Thank you very much. John thanks you extremely much because it is his show. Yay. And John, keep up the good work.
Okay.
Is parking free at the con? Yes.
What?
It's the only thing free. Actually, that's
not
true.
No, it's not the only thing free.
Friendly service is free.
That's right.
Actually, the first 2 hours of the convention can be free.
Whoa. So if I show up at the con, I could park for free, and the first 2 hours are free?
Pretty much. You know, the first taste is free. Then you have to pay up. So if you've never been to a gaming con, you don't know what a gaming con is, but you heard about one on the Swarmcast or on Facebook or something, you can come and try it out, see how cool it is, and... then give us your money and stay.
Yes, we know that you'll want to stay. Yeah.
So thank you, M&M. I mean, M.M.
Matheson.
M.M.M. Yeah. Thank you for that.
M&M.
Great email.
Here we go. Dear sir or madam, have you ever wondered what it would take to fund the making of one of our fine Corinthian chairs? Why, next to nothing at all. In fact, why, please share with your friends and acquaintances today and have them send us money. Also, how can I get more information about Scarab? GL. Who? What? What Corinthian chair?
Fine Corinthian chairs. As Ricardo Montalban would say.
Well, about the only thing I can answer about this is how to get more information about Scarab is you can go to our website, our Facebook, or the Swarmcast website. There's also warhorn.net. So there's lots and lots of places you can get information about Scarab. So,
or if you see somebody wearing a Scarab t-shirt, please ask them.
Yes.
They might even give you some dice.
What? Dice? Wait. So
don't you know that
there's some Scarab dice gives away and t-shirts? Dice? And, yeah, I got some dice I can give away right now.
Unlike most conventions, we give our dice away.
In fact, the 2015 dice are going rapidly. They're almost out, so you need to get your hands on those right away.
Hey, actually, there's actually a Facebook post here that you have listed. It's from Junior Tuts. From Facebook. I like board games and dice. You give me dice. I like your shirts of game butts.
Let me see that.
I don't know. It's in half wheat speak.
Actually, it says, I lick board games and dice. Oh! You give me dice. I lick all sorts of games butts.
Okay. See, I just guess I don't read leap.
I don't know. So I'd be worried that this junior Tuts would come to Scarab and lick all of our board games and dice.
Who says it hasn't already happened?
See, this is what
happens. It doesn't work like food. Licking it does not make it yours.
Swallowing it and digesting it does, however. We do not want it back after it has gone through.
If you're eating our board games, sorry, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
I did. That kind of goes with the no outside food policy.
It does. No, that's not. If it's our board games, then technically it's not outside food.
I did see an awful lot of pictures of Scarab volunteer GM Calvin Korn licking various things around the city of Indianapolis during Gen Con.
That's right.
He was very, very, very drunk.
He licked his way around.
Not all the time.
Not in the
there
picture.
There were plenty of other That's pictures true. On other days that he took where he was not drunk and still
licking.
There's
at least two or three of those pictures that I was right beside him and he had not had one drop.
Yeah.
He was drunk for 80% of the time. See if you can guess which of those pictures were ones where he was drunk in it. Check it out now. That's Calvin C. Korn. Three C's. C-C-C. C-cubed, or whatever you want to call it. Korn, just like the...
food.
Just almost said the fruit. Just like the vegetable.
Just like the starch.
Check him out. Everybody, go friend Calvin Korn right now. Should I read one of these letters?
Yeah, you should.
Which one should I read?
I don't know. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Mo. Which one's this? All right, this one's also from Facebook. Oh, good grief. Could be anything. Oh, this one's right up your alley, Ruby.
Oh.
Hey, I hear there's going to be some karaoke again. What songs do the Swarm like to sing to warm up for the con? This comes from T. Swifty. Well, Swifty.
John has a few favorites.
There is one particular song that I like to sing that
is
always
it
gets
you.
No. There's one that I think I always sing like right at the beginning of the con.
It's
true. So if you show up early and Ruby's setting up the equipment, you might actually catch me playing this song. And that's... what is it? Play That Funky Music, White Boy.
That and Brick House are your two.
It's the...
Play the Funky
Chicagana
Music.
That always get me on that Brick House song.
Yeah. I've already forgotten what the question is. Yes, there will be karaoke.
what songs do the Swarm like to sing to warm up for the con?
Sharp Dressed ZZ Top.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You get your Scarab shirt on.
Sunglasses. You comb your beard out.
Mm-hmm.
You just need a top hat and some new shoes.
I don't know. YMCA seems to get sung a lot. Matt Bukowski. I have photographic evidence of that one.
Bukowski's known for his rendition of Baby Got Back.
That too.
It's a video of it out there somewhere on YouTube.
I will take your word for it because...
He was shirtless at one point during it.
Oh God, I forgot about that.
I told you, I have.
I think we got a Polaroid of that somewhere around here.
You're like, I'm really glad I don't know about that, right?
All I'm saying is shortly after that particular con no longer exists. I'm just saying. That's why we will not let him sing that song or take his shirt off. That's scary.
I don't have one.
It's the Bukowski curse. If he takes his shirt off and sings Baby Got Back, that means your con's doomed.
I know a particular artist that Dell likes to listen to on the way to Gen Con at least 5 times before he throws the CD out the window. Some Tanya Tucker.
That's right.
Wasn't that just left in the car from the rental?
I don't know. So you might have to ask him that the next time you see him.
So every time we walk by him, we should hum some sort of
I don't even know who
Tucker
Tanya
song.
Tucker is.
You'll learn one of the songs just so you can do that.
Oh, well, yeah, but I don't know who she is.
Country thing. What about?
Sorry, you can
what about
more
you,
than just Dell with Tanya Tucker
do,
because
do
there
you
are
have
plenty
a song
of people.
That gets you apparently amped up for.
No. Not let the bodies hit the floor. That's
let the bodies hit the floor? That seems appropriate.
That is definitely mine. I do like me a little Prodigy and stuff while I'm setting up.
That's actually Drowning Pool.
You're Drowning Pool. You're right.
Oddly enough, that guy died shortly after that song came out.
I take that back. I listen to...
But not by Drowning.
I end up listening to Liz Phair because that's usually what's left
usually what's in
our
in the
CD
player. Although it's not in there. I might have to stick it in there before we go. It's a good CD. You should check out...
I don't remember which one it is. It's not White
I think
Chocolate
it's just called
Space
Liz Phair. Yeah. Check out Liz Phair's self-titled album on sale now at your local record store. In fact, buy it on vinyl. Buy 2 copies.
I guess since I'm often running Ghostbusters or Firefly, I tend to get those theme songs stuck in my head.
I can hear that.
So, or somebody else gets something and something call? Annoying stuck
Firefly.
In
Firefly.
Oh, sorry. Mal.
Mal.
Ninja Dragon Riders.
Ninja Dragon Riders. And if you don't know what that is, go watch Gamers 3.
Yes. Check it out.
Gamers. From Zombie Orpheus Entertainment.
So every time you say that...
I need these
that,
people to, like, contact us. And
every time you say that, I think Zombie Orifice.
Zombie Orifice Entertainment.
Yes. Which totally takes me in a different direction.
I'm sure it does.
See, I'm thinking of Orpheus out of The Matrix. But, yes. Like, he's a zombie.
That's Morpheus, though.
Oh, you're right. So that totally doesn't make any sense. Well, dang. That's ruined that set of movies for me now. No, I'm just kidding.
I thought that was Keanu Reeves.
Second one did that for me. Or as some friends of ours used to say, you know what they should make a sequel to? The Matrix. All right.
I think that's probably good.
That's good.
For now. We'll let some other swarm people read that's right. some emails.
I might even
join us next time for the next mail call.
Yeah. Send us some mail if you want to. Please send us some mail on either Facebook or you can email swarmcast@s-d-sa-r-a.com.
Woohoo!
Wow.
Otherwise known as
Nuss Kebab.
You did that on purpose.
I absolutely did.
Dear Swarmcast, I bought some fudge dice at my FLGS, brought them home and ate them, and now my tummy hurts. A lot. What exactly are in fudge dice? Also, is it true that if I contact register through an Eternal member, I can get it at a lower rate? Not looking forward to the next few hours. Literal Larry. Well, Literal Larry, yes, it is quite true that if you contact /register through an Eternal member, you can get in at a lower rate. And, in addition, that Eternal member gets $4 on his account that he can use to buy goodies at Scarab or register for the next year's Scarab or give you or whatever he wants to do with them. Oh, we've gotten lots of requests. People wanting to know if we're going to allow any new Eternal members this year. And after our last board meeting, it has been determined that there will be no new Eternal memberships sold at 2016 Scarab. However, there will be a single shining, brand spanking new Eternal member awarded at Scarab 2016. Through our Awesome Sauce costume contest.
Yes, the only way to get a new Eternal membership this year is to win the costume contest, which will be Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Yes, that does coincide with the Saturday Pathfinder special. If you are participating in that, see me, Ruby, when you sign up, and we will see you first 15 minutes prior to the start of the special, and you will get judged and then sent off so that you can still participate in the special.
And just remember, when you see other costumed members walking around that day, there can be only one.
Dun dun dun. Please don't cut anybody's head off at the con.
Please review our weapons policy as applied by our attorney, Mr. Gambrell.
Yes. Yeah, and please don't bludgeon anybody's head off with your fist at the con.
Again, see the rules policy of what it takes to get into Scarab. Those will be found on our website under don'tcutpeople'sheadsoff.com.
Cool.
Thanks, Del. Thanks, Del.
Look who's here. Why, it's Del Collins.
Hey, what do you know? I just popped in to say hi to everybody, see how things were going, and kind of give a report on the state of Pathfinder in the region.
Cool. So what's going on with Pathfinder? Nothing?
No, not much, you know. They've got a new venture coordinator, I guess is what you'd call her, a campaign coordinator.
They call her a venture queen.
Venture queen. Actually, they call her venture mommy, I think, or coordinator mommy, and that's Tanya Wooldridge. She's a great lady. For those of you that have been to Gen Con with us, you've met her probably, and she's a very excellent candidate to take over from Mr. Brock. I think she's going to do great things for the campaign. So, congratulations to Tanya, and welcome aboard in your new role. And one of the first things that she's done is divide the world into 10 regions.
What?
So yeah.
She sundered the whole world?
She sundered the world, and there's 10 regions, and now there are 10 regional coordinators. And
10 of them, you say?
10 of them. It's strange that there's 10. I don't know where that number came from. Why not 11 or 9, but, 10. So, weird.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I said, too. lo and behold, I am one of the regional venture captains.
Woohoo!
So, yay, I think.
Promotions all around.
Yeah, exactly.
Severely reduced pay for everyone. No.
My initial region was going to be South Carolina to Louisiana. So Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Almost said Lousiana. That's an old Texas thing. I can't do that. And then strangely enough, Tanya got all these crazy emails from a bunch of wackos up in North Carolina who said apparently they really, really wanted to work for me. And so Tanya said, by overwhelming response, were her exact words, she's asked me to take North Carolina as well. So I have agreed to take North Carolina. So I believe the only region that is being changed are those two, what they call the Mid-Atlantic region and the Southeastern region. Those will change slightly. And North Carolina will fall to the southeast for whatever reason they felt like sticking in this area.
The way you say that, North Carolina will fall to the southeast.
Yeah.
Like they'll fall under the swords of the southeast.
So she had to give one more sundering whack with her great, mighty campaign coordinator hammer and knock that piece off and throw it into the southeast. So congratulations or condolences to those of you who are in North Carolina who will now fall under my thumb. So that's kind of the vast majority of the news. And so along with that, I'm currently trying to get my arms around this region and figure out what's going on and what all kind of conventions there are. I really thought I was pretty busy before trying to figure out just the conventions and stores and that I had to deal with. And now I get to figure out all the conventions and stores in the entire Southeast region, which I have to admit, we have a lot of really good venture officers handling this region. I think it's going to be an excellent group of guys and gals to work with. So very excited to get that going.
And they're all coming to Scorpion, right? Or Scarab, right?
I am going to extend an invitation to them. For those venture officers, I'm going to invite all of them to listen to the podcast, of course. And for those venture officers out there, there are a large number of them because some of the duties are changing a little bit with the venture officer core, I guess we would call it. Because the duties are changing slightly, there are a number of venture officers that have realized that they may not be able to meet the requirements to continue doing what it is they've been doing. So one of those requirements is the attendance and helping to coordinate and work with conventions. And so one of the cool things that Scarab does that a lot of conventions don't do, matter of fact, after talking with all these venture officers, I think we're one of the only ones in this region that does do it, is that we will comp hotel rooms. And in addition to that hotel room, it comes with a very good breakfast. Those of you that have been to Scarab, you know that. And so I'm going to extend to those venture officers that opportunity to attend Scarab at a fairly affordable cost, which will then allow them to meet their venture officer requirements. So I want to extend that to them, and hopefully some of them can do that. It'll help them, and it'll help us, and it'll help Paizo. So I think that'd be good.
We'll have to get some of those guys to come on the show.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Talk about their regions.
I would love to. I would love to be able to do that, and I think it's a great idea, and I think we've got several people that would be more than willing to come in via Skype or something like that and talk to us. Yeah.
So here's an idea. All of them that actually attend Scarab, you give them like 20 minutes off. They all go into the podcast mania time, which is on Sunday, and just say, hey, I'm blah from blah.
That's a great idea. Yeah, that's a great idea.
And, then John can give them the information and say, if you want to go into more detail about your area, we'll
Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll Skype.
That's great. Yeah, that's a really good idea.
We got a whole room set up for that on Sunday.
Yeah, we're gonna have a nice, what, two-hour slot on Sunday morning.
So even if it's not hey, if you're a venture officer in my area, just pop in there between these hours.
That's cool.
Say hey.
That's cool.
Yeah,
see, well, that'd be all sorts of cool.
The cool thing is, you know, wearing two hats, venture officer, you know, regional coordinator hat, and then Scarab hat. The cool thing is, and I guess people probably don't understand this for the purpose of the podcast, that Scarab has offered to allow us, the venture officers and the PFS campaign group within the Southeast, the opportunity to use the podcast to help get information out within the region. We've tried within the campaign numerous times over the past 6 years to get a kind of campaign podcast going, and it's just failed miserably every time because it's so difficult to keep up with. But the great thing is, and switch hats now, Scarab has offered that opportunity to use within the region, and I think it's a great opportunity, and I'll definitely bring that up with all the regional guys and gals and see if they're interested in doing something like that. I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
A great way to get the word out about what's going on.
Definitely.
So, and then to talk about Scarab, switching hats again, to talk about Scarab and PFS at Scarab, we've got 250 tables of Pathfinder Society on the schedule, which is a monstrous amount. We've got room for another 100 tables, so if we needed to, we could put 350 tables of Pathfinder Society on the schedule.
And we could probably squeeze some more in other rooms.
And if we needed to, we could probably find someplace else to put it. So I hope that we have some tremendous attendance for Scarabs in the PFS area. Based on what I'm seeing on the schedule, it looks like it's going to be great. So very excited about that.
And it's been impressive each year. Last year was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I remember on the last day, on Monday, there were we had to put some of the tables in other rooms.
Yep. Yeah.
So that says a lot there for the last day of the con.
Last year we had.
I was going to say, last year, wasn't that the first year we actually had to have a mic and like loudspeaker set up because we were in a larger room?
It was for the special. And this year we're going to have all four specials running. Last year we had 267 tables, which was number 3 in the world in size. So to give people an idea of how much Pathfinder Society is at Scarab.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And I don't count PAX Prime as being in this group of conventions just because PAX, they don't really run a lot of, they don't run Pathfinder Society. They just run the ones, the what they call the evergreen scenarios. So I don't really count them as part of it. They don't really run any scenarios. They don't have time.
Their schedules are packed.
Their schedules are packed. So they only have, you know, 20 to 40 minute blocks available. So the little evergreen one scenarios are just perfect for them.
That was my bad pun for the day.
That was excellent. That was quite excellent. So in addition to all the wonderful Pathfinder stuff that we've got going on, I just learned this week that we are totally confirmed for the Warmer Hordes Masters Tournament at Scarab. So
we're getting mini news.
Privateer Press has sent the trophy. The trophy is in the mail, and it is another beautiful trophy for the Warmer Hordes Masters Tournament, which, again, I'm looking through the Southeast region, and I see that we are the only one in the Southeast region. So this region is very lucky. I've talked to the coordinators of that event and some of the players, and I've told them that, you know, that event, I want that event to be theirs. I want them to take ownership of it. I want it to be something that they can be proud of, because without them and without their support, we wouldn't have it. So this region, the Southeastern United States, would not have a Masters tournament without their support. So that's a big deal. So very exciting news to get that. In addition to that, I know we've got a Flames of War tournament coming up, or at least a lot of gaming.
The gentlemen that are handling that, I know personally, and they're very enthusiastic
and
about it.
And X-Wing is also on there. Don't know if we got any Star Trek or not, but I know we've got X-Wing. I know we've got Flames of War, which I learned that this coming week. We've got Steve Hawley, who's our miniature coordinator, is going to be lining up all those prizes and cool stuff for those tournaments. Plus, we'll have our awesome trophies, if you haven't seen those, with the Wolfman ripping his shirt off.
Is it Wolfman?
It's a Wolfman.
It looks like Hulk.
See, Ruby says the Hulk. I say it looks like X-Men's Beast from the 1980s.
It's or like 90s. A combo of, yeah, like the Beast / Wolverine / Wolfman.
All right.
Another event I just learned was coming to the schedule was I just learned last night that Catherine Collins has worked it out with Kanetha, and Catherine's going to be doing a makeup demo of all the zombie horror makeup that she's into.
She does like that.
Awesome. Yeah, matter of fact, when I left the house today, she was working on a broken face. She looked like broken ceramic doll face on her own face. So it was really cool looking.
Cool.
Yeah, so she's really getting into that whole makeup thing. So, but she's worked it out with Kanetha, and that's going to be in the, Widow's track.
Yeah, that's going to be in the Widow's track.
Yeah, so, and she's pretty darn good at it, so it should be interesting. We may see some little zombies running around.
We already do.
Might be something we could put on the scavenger hunt.
Find there might be someone some wearing space.
A zombie
there might
makeup,
be some
maybe?
Space on the scavenger hunt.
Note to self, maybe. You know? How's the scavenger hunt list coming along, by the way?
Oh my gosh.
It's unique.
Is there like 2,000 things on it already?
No.
How big
there
is this
are
list?
99 items.
Wow.
99 items.
Has it been called
so
yet
far.
At all?
Oh, yes.
This is the first pass?
This is the fourth.
This is the
fifth.
What?
This is the fourth I've seen. So John
Holy
started working
moly.
On them.
Yeah. Wow.
List would go out, and then usually Ruby would say, no, nope. Scratch these five things.
Are there any, spoiler alert,
uh-oh.
Are there any repeat things on it from last year, or is it all
there's some variations on some on some items from last
okay,
year.
Okay, alright.
But for the most part, yeah, it's pretty
most
much
part it's all new.
Pretty much an all new list.
There's certain staples that have to be on there. Not bear hugging a shark.
That's
a one time.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, all the little special super special things from last year. I was like, nah, we need to change those up a little.
Okay, all right. So. Sounds good.
See if there's other embarrassing.
So zombie hugging a shark, not a bear. That kind of variation? Is that
not
where we're at?
No.
Oh, John's writing that one down.
Zombie hugging.
Zombie hugging a bear.
Yeah.
You know, something like that, I guess. The variations we're talking about. Zombie bear shark group hug. You know.
What if it was a zombie shark?
A zombie shark.
I'm pretty sure you're on there again.
Yeah, is that right?
Of some form of fashion.
Well, you know. The thumbs up went pretty well last year.
Yeah.
So
you make them work for that.
That was pretty popular. For those of you that don't know, that little voice that you're hearing, that's not my conscience. That is...
it's quite the opposite.
Delbert Lee Bo, the Flamingo Kid Collins over here giving his input as we talk.
The Flamingo Kid.
Yeah, he'll be running some PFS for us this year, too.
I should.
You should totally write that one down. That sounds like a good list item.
The Flamingo Kid.
The Flamingo Kid. Not Flamingo. Flamingo.
There's a difference.
We're going to make him wear shells on his fingers.
Right.
He's thinking about it now.
The Flamingo Kid.
Are you running anything this year, Belle?
Yeah, I'm planning on running some PFF.
Awesome. Oh, okay. You gonna do anything else?
No.
Okay.
You're pretty busy
Only
with
fun
that.
Fun stuff.
I know that... I know
that's
that
a funny joke.
Balin Gambrell is gonna be running a Suro tournament of some kind. I know that we heard from Kat up in the upstate area. And they're now talking about, at least for the kids track, doing a Harry Potter LARP, which might be really, really cool. Might be a really neat thing to do.
South Carolina got awarded the National Quidditch Cup.
What?
Yeah, in 2015. I don't know when and where. I don't know when it was, but we got awarded it, or maybe it's 2016. Yeah, it's 2016.
Was it like South Carolina versus Rhode Island or something?
No.
Is that like the only two teams in existence?
No. It was like five or six that they narrowed down from 15 different places that it could be held.
Wow.
And it's the place right off of Saluda Shoals, that recreational park that they just finished building.
Really?
All the lights behind the Bilo off of St. Andrews.
Huh.
But that's the park that ended up
host Quidditch at.
They're going to host the national tournament Quidditch.
I know we've all got questions in our mind about
about
that.
You can thank Alicia Pukowski for informing us of that.
Of the National Quidditch Cup tournament.
She was following that.
Is that right?
Hence the reason I found out about
it.
Wow.
So. That's because Matt may be one of the largest Harry Potter fans on the planet, both in size and in spirit.
Oh, I'm sure there's larger in size.
There probably are larger in size. I'm Harry Potter! Look at me with my lightning scar! I can make fun of fat people. I'm one of them.
I think we've got our soundbite for
So, anything yeah, else? Two hats. So this year, in addition to Pathfinder Society, I'm going to run some board games for Felicia. I really, really like that Steam Park game and our Takenoko. I love those two games.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know why I like them so much, but I just really like those games, so I'm going to be running those at Scare. I'm going to find time to run them.
I like that you brought up the board games, because this year we're going to roll out something a little new and different. A lot of people have always had problems with trying to find a game that they want to play, because we don't really have any index or anything. Just kind of all shoved back there behind a table, and, you know, you check them out and whatnot. We actually put together a booklet that'll be out there, so you can flip through the booklet that has the name of the game, a picture of the game, board game cover, and it lists how many players, the time frame, and the suggested
age. That's really cool. So, that is really, really cool.
So it'll help us kind of keep track a little better of what's checked out and help other people kind of
I think that's a great idea. And I've never seen that anywhere. I'm sure there's... I know people go online and look them up all the time. But, you know, when you're in the middle of a convention with not so great Wi-Fi signal or whatever, or there's 5 million people chewing up the Wi-Fi.
Not that it happens.
Yeah, exactly. Not that it ever happens in any event we ever go to.
I don't have very good glasses. So, you know, I'm sitting there squinting, hovering over the table, trying to look at all these boxes that all you see is one side of them.
Exactly.
So,
I think that's a great idea. I think that's really cool.
We got that set up for
just one book, or seven.
Currently, I only have one. I mean, I can print out duplicates, but but the way it's actually going to be is, you know, like the baseball card things, the 9x9, the 3x3 sleeves that go in a binder book. Each card is baseball card sized. Each game is on its own thing, so that if when we get new card or new games or take games out of the library, we can just re-alphabetize.
That's cool. That's a great idea.
So we don't have to reprint the whole book.
It's a great idea.
When they're checked out, are you just going to flip the card around or indicate it somewhere on there?
Right.
That's awesome. Right.
That's very cool.
So
I like that idea a lot.
Yeah.
I guarantee you someone steals that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not,
as long as they don't steal the book. Steal the idea, that's fine.
I checked out your game book.
I checked out the game book.
Because it was just so cool.
Yeah, that is the special thing about the media room's hours this year are a little different, too. We're going from 10 a.m.
The media room hours, okay.
The media room hours are going from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And after 10 p.m., the schedule will be wiped on the board, and it will be adults only.
That is the...
For the King of Tokyo, or not King of Tokyo.
For King of Tokyo.
Cards.
For Cards Against Humanity or other adult version games Cards where children Tokyo, should not be allowed.
Got it. Yeah, I'm sure the Aiello people would love to hear how we're doing an adults only King of Tokyo tournament. What kind of tournament is this?
You know, it's well, you know King that, of that Tokyo.
One, 21 and up, yeah.
That
Street
one monster.
King of Tokyo, is that what you said?
So nice. Say there's that one monster that has that rocket launcher that...
So with me stepping up to regional venture coordinator, or captain, regional venture captain, we will be promoting RVC. I think it's just RVC. Okay. We will be promoting Matt Pekowski to venture captain of South Carolina, which is great news. And we will be promoting...
And he knows about that, right?
He does know about that.
Kind of,
and we will be promoting Aaron Bryant to venture captain of Charlotte, of the Charlotte area. So that's...
Very cool.
I've asked Tanya to go ahead and promote the two of those folks, and so we're just waiting on all that to go forward. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't get approved, so I think we're in good shape for that.
Wonderful. So have we received our prize support for Scarab yet from Paizo?
No, not yet. That involves me actually doing paperwork. Waiting, you know, for the schedule to fill up completely. So probably the week of Thanksgiving when I have time to put all that paperwork together. So when I have time to do all that paperwork, probably the week of Thanksgiving, I'll get all that processed and off to Tanya.
Wonderful.
To get us all of our good goodies.
Wonderful. So is there any other Pathfindery related news? I know we've just waxed on back. About all sorts of Pathfinder.
I'm sure a lot of this is just going to
on the cutting room floor.
It'll be reserved for later.
Yeah. Another Halloween special.
For later, Randy.
yeah, he's never used all of your stories.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. I don't know. I can't think of anything else Pathfinder-y that's out there. I would say this. I would say that I would let people know, if you like audiobooks, the Pathfinder books are now being released on audiobook. And
oh, cool.
I'm one of those people that I get tons of books, because I go to so many conventions, and we meet so many authors. You know, we meet some. And I don't know how many times people have handed me books. And I love getting them. And, you know, it's great to get them autographed even. But what I find is I just don't have the time to read them. And so the Pathfinder books, of course, they send tons of books to
Scarab. I gotta ask, if you own the audiobooks, how do you get your book?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's going to be an MP3.
That's a good question.
It's going to be John Compton reading The Boon out on an MP3.
Exactly.
You know, a society person is going to ask about that.
They're going to want the boon. Yeah, right. They want the boon. I don't know. That's a good question. I guess you could show the MP3 on your phone, but then you could like rename a computer file to anything you wanted. I don't know. That's a good question. But so those are out, and the Legends are out. We were talking about the
BCR
5 is
coming out.
The hardback is not out yet.
Yeah,
I've got the PDF, and I could tell you it's a super cool book.
I'm sure it is.
A super cool book.
Oh, we're buying that.
Yeah, it's
monsters
awesome.
Monsters are awesome.
It is a super cool book. But we were talking about the adventure paths, and in addition to the audiobooks, they've now outsourced to a company to put the adventure paths on audiobook. And if you remember, if you're as old as I am, you may remember the old school radio type shows that your parents may have listened to if you're not as old as I am.
Or you can listen to the Halloween episode.
Or Halloween type John things where people talk, you know. So they've put the adventure paths. Yeah, the audio dramas. What they're
Doctor Who's got a few audio dramas coming out now too.
That's right, and like a fireside type thing, type audio drama. For those that know what that is, but they're putting the adventure paths on that.
As old as you.
No, but if you're as old as I am, you know instantly what I'm talking about. We had to all that other stuff we had to explain is for everyone who's like, "What's a radio?" you listen to music with an MP3. No, that's not what you listen to it with. That's the file form. Anyways.
Crotchety old Dell.
Yeah, you know. So the adventure paths are now on audiobook as well. And the kids and I have been listening to the Mummy's Mask one. And I got to admit, it's awesome. I mean, you get that whole like, oh no, Valeros, watch out for the big snake. And then there's someone making special effects, or oh, that thunder is scary, and
you know, it's just that so kind
of yes,
snapping.
Exactly, yeah. And it's just that kind of campy, fun type thing. We have listened to, there's two of them out for Mummy's Mask so far, and the kids and I have listened to it twice. It's that entertaining.
Well, cool.
It's and just the sound effects. Are
and the sound
awesome.
Effects are awesome, and they have great. They have soundtracks too. So, like, if you wanted to play the Mummy's Mask, there's a whole section at the end of the audio file that is just the theme music from it with no audio,
nice.
And so or no verbiage.
I think that's worth it in itself.
Yeah, because they're really good. So I think that's like my one geeky thing about PFS that's like super cool right now for me is the audio stuff. That was that for me the last couple months. It's just been really awesome having access to that. So.
Cool.
So for people that are looking for something for your Christmas stocking, I guess that might be something worthwhile for your hubby or wifey that's a PFS fan.
It's hard to shove those books in those.
Yeah, the cool thing about an audio book.
Those hardback books just don't fit in
there.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, load up all the audio books on your spouse's new MP3 player.
There you go.
There you go. Or MP4 player or whatever.
I put a bunch of MP3s in your stocking. I don't there see you them.
Or buy them a record. You know, I don't know. Whatever.
What are you looking over?
Press them on vinyl. And
well, thank you, Del. That's great to get you caught up on the PFS.
On the PFS.
And Scarab as well.
Happy to be here. So I also wanted to mention Scorpion, for those of you that didn't get to come to the last one. That's going to be our new charity event. So we've got two of those coming up in 2016. They're going to be at the Lexington YMCA. And for $60, you get a bed to sleep in, all your meals, and essentially a ticket into the event. And 100% of those proceeds go to the YMCA, which is our new charity. That none of that money goes to Scorpion, or none of the Scorpion money goes to Scarab. So we hope to see lots of people out. Last one was about 70 people. We can take about 100 is really about our limit. And so as soon as we make those events available, you're going to want to jump on those tickets as fast as you can. Because for $60, it's hard to feed yourself for a weekend just on $60, but especially at a convention. So, and then you get to have all the campy goodness of a gamer camp. So horseback riding, archery. There was a lot of fishing at the last one, and then
there was a good amount of archery.
There was a lot of archery too. Yeah, hiking and
there's some video of the archery on the Swarmcast Facebook.
Oh, man, people need to go check that out for sure. Then one of the things I'd like to try and do this next one is if we could get enough people together, do a softball game. That'd be kind of fun. So I think that'd be neat. Anyways, so that's pretty much it for the Scorpion news too. They're both booked and ready to go. We just haven't put the tickets on sale yet because we have a feeling they'll go pretty quick once we list them for sale. Keep an eye out.
In my day, we had to write our own numbers onto dice with a crayon.
That's nice, Grandpa.
Beholders had 10 eye stalks, and you knew what each one did. Fudge dice were made out of fudge. Board games came on real boards. Meeples were real meeples, whatever a meeple is, and 3D printing was the stuff of dreams, just like female gamers.
You know, getting old is never easy. Why, back in Gramps' day, gaming was something you didn't talk about in public.
Ah, to heck with you, Tom Hanks!
When I saw that Gramps was having issues lifting his Scarab 2011 D6, I knew it was time. I went online and registered him for Scarab Shady Oaks Adult Gamer Daycare and Assisted Gaming.
In my day, we didn't have character development. We were all murder hobos, and that's how we liked it.
At Scarab SOAGDCAG, old-timers like Gramps can get the attention they need from GMs who know all the old game systems they love and can handle the special needs of the aging gamer.
Neck beards! All of us had beards, even the women. It helped us stay true to our characters, unless you were playing an elf, that is. Pointy-eared.
So, when you are gathering around your custom-made gaming table to play your Kickstarter exclusive edition of some new game with custom components, and your older family member says something like this...
Online? By Gygax, what is this mouse thingy?
Then maybe it's time for Scarab Shady Oaks. Scarab Shady Oaks, because getting old reduces your physical stats by 2. And remember, Scarab Shady Oaks members qualify for the same diaper discount on Scarab Gaming Con registration as babies.
Where'd I leave my walker?
There's a strange sound coming from that room over there. It sounds like laughter and people having fun. That can only mean one thing. It's the Scarab Media Room.
Yay!
Because it's certainly not, you know, the PFS room. Did I go there? I went there.
So, John, I got a lot of neat things lined up for this year.
Oh?
Some of it's the same as last year, but it went over so well, we're going to redo it.
Like what?
We're going to do the Smash Hunt, the Social Media Scavenger Hunt. What that is there's a list of at least 99 items that are all given point values. If you want to participate, you can see either myself or you can stop by the Scarab Swarmcast booth and pick up a list of those items. And you say, hey, I want to be part of the Smash Hunt. And we'll say, okay, and we'll give you the link to a special super secret Facebook group that you join. You go around the convention and you look for these items on the list and you take pictures of it and then you upload the pictures with a little caption of what it's supposed to be on the list. And then you earn points and the top 3 people with the most points at the end of Saturday's last session, which is actually technically Sunday, 1 a.m.
Okay.
Whoever has the highest 3 people are the 3 people with the highest points, they are awarded their prizes, which are going to be in mystery boxes.
Ooh.
So you don't know what it's going to be. But the prizes will come from various RPG and board game sponsors, maybe a little Pathfinder in there. We don't know. Yeah, I know, but you don't know.
So what else have you got? Other than the Smash Hunt?
Well, that's the one thing that's not technically going to be on the schedule, seeing how it runs from opening on Friday at 2 all the way to Sunday morning, 1 a.m. So
it truly is the only 24-hour session.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess that would be.
Yes.
Technically correct.
But some of the other things that we're going to have in there, every year we have the Move Games, which is mostly DDR. Marcus Barnes, he's been there for the last 3 years now. He brings his own custom-made box and mats and has a lot of variety of both the Japanese and U.S. Rhythm games for his console.
Oh boy, rhythm games and gamers. Those things go remarkably well together, actually.
They actually do. Some of the other things that we're going to have this year, we're actually going to have giant Jenga set up in there for a few of the sessions. We're also going to have giant Suro. It's really large. We got to see it at Gen Con and we got to talk to Calliope Games. And we just confirmed actually yesterday that we will be getting giant Suro. So that's going to be in the media room.
So does this mean there's going to be lots of large pieces of wood in that media
room? There is. Yes. So all the chairs and anything that's in there is going to be pushed up along the side, and they're big card tiles that you flip and everything too, so it's really neat.
We like large games at Scarab.
We do. Well, there's also going to be a costume contest that's Saturday from 8 to 10. It does conflict with the Pathfinder Society's Saturday special. If you want to participate in the costume contest and you're going to do the Society special, just come talk to myself and we will make a note of that and get you in about 15 to 20 minutes prior during the break, just before that, so that you can still make your table at the Society in Pathfinder. This year we're actually going to have Rock Band open play so that you can come in and
rock.
You and right, so you can rock.
So you can rock out.
Right, I was going to say with some friends or make some new friends still rocking. Blank there. We're going to have Podcast Mania.
What?
Yeah, I've set aside some time in there so that if you are a podcaster or if you need someplace quiet to record something for some reason that is totally family friendly, then there will be a time slot for that. Well, I don't want people coming in there assuming they can take their shirts off and record stuff. So,
well, that'd be silly.
That would be.
Yeah, you know, audio format does not lend well to that.
Yeah, I know. But anyway.
Now, I don't know anything about this whole podcasting stuff. I've only heard vague things about it. Could I go in there too?
Yeah, if you want to. You can sit down and watch and see how the magic is done behind the podcasting
world. That sounds awesome. So anybody who's either a podcaster interested in podcasting or just wants to
be a lurker,
have the word podcast somehow related to them or not in some way, can just wander on in there?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that John, the host of the Scarab Swarmcast, will be doing a couple interviews during that time. And he'd be more than happy to answer any questions live on the Swarmcast.
Sure. I'd love to answer any of those questions live on the Scarab Swarmcast. That'd be great.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Now, if you are a podcaster and you're interested, please contact me through the Swarmcast somehow. There's also a section for this on Warhorn that you can sign up for as a GM. I put air quotes on that because you're not really GMing.
That's true. We have gotten, for a second year, quite a few number of miniatures from Impact Miniatures as a sponsor. And I'm going to be hosting the Paint and Take, and we're going to do it in the media room because there's just not enough room around the miniatures. And those miniature guys get funny if it isn't, you know, Flames of War or War Machines or Worm Hordes. You know, they don't like these weird, weird things that don't involve war gaming. So,
dang.
That's true.
For the most part, but dang.
So yes, there will be a Paint and Take as well. Also, one of the last things that we'll be having in there is we're going to do karaoke every year.
Oh, I hate karaoke.
Yeah, I know. There are people that do, but suck it. If, however, you are under the age of 18, you must have a parent or guardian accompany you because I'm not going to be the only one that suffers. Oh, and the last thing that we're going to have is on Monday.
Monday?
Monday. Because we're a four-day con. We actually go on Monday. So anyone that's left that wants to grill the Scarab Swarm members, the actual owners and whatnot.
Delicious.
I was about to say, well, no, that does not mean the you know.
I am kind of throwing us all on the fire there. Because anyone that is not. Anyone that's not. Then. Exactly. Yeah, girl. Got it.
You put us on the kebabs, as it were.
Oh.
I may not roll my eyes, but I'm going to shake my finger at you. Shake
your finger every time. Okay.
All right. So anyway, on Monday, we're going to do a Q&A session for if you have any particular questions for the Scarab Swarm members, anyone that's not busy, that's not, you know, running a game or something at the time, I'm going to wrangle them all in that room and make them sit there and answer your questions.
No one sleeps in the corner, Randy Miller.
Randy Miller. You're right. Nobody does.
He sleeps right in the middle of the couch.
That's true. Nobody sleeps at Reg, Amy Gimbra.
So
this will either turn up lots of board members to answer questions or ensure that lots of board members are productive on the last day. It's a win-win situation.
Either way, Rumi thinks.
But we want people to come in there and ask questions, too. Yeah.
But any of the members that are
in
there
asking random questions.
Really asking? Because I kind of figured you'd end up answering random things.
I'd probably be doing both.
Making up things and answering them.
I'll be asking myself questions and answering them. It'll all be random.
Yeah. That's how John rolls, random.
That's how I roll.
My full schedule is going to be fully on Warhorn. About half of this is there currently. But I will also have a poster or a listing each day out in front of the media room, as well as a whole weekend long schedule listed.
And there's probably going to be something at the Swarmcast booth.
Correct. I am, you know, pretty much tied to the Swarmcast booth, just, you know.
Well, you're kind of married to it.
Yeah, I'm just married to it.
The Swarmcast.
That's true. Just John, just the host. And I encourage him to do it.
So that's cool. Is there anything else we need to know about the media room? Where can we get more information about the media? I guess by going on to Warhorn and just pestering you on the Facebook website.
Correct. Oh, I was just writing it down.
Okay.
Yeah, that is correct.
Cool. And do you need volunteers?
Anybody help out? Because
it sounds like there's a lot of stuff.
I do need volunteers. I keep asking the people I know, and they keep saying, maybe. And no one's actually committed. So if you have the time, we can get you a discount on your tickets.
What?
That's right.
Do I need to run that tier thing again?
Nah.
Okay, because it's already going to be in this episode.
Exactly.
In fact, whoever's listening to this, if you want to know about the tier system for volunteering, you should just rewind it a little bit. In fact, you should just listen to the whole thing over again. Haha, I've created a recursive loop. Somebody's going to be stuck in this thing. Hey guys, it's John again. I just want to let you know about what we were talking about earlier when I mentioned there was the John track. It's more like the Swarmcast track. It's stuff that the Swarmcast is supporting. Well, first off, I think I should mention that I'm going to have a booth up. You'll be able to find it. It'll be big. It'll be blue. It'll have a sign that says Scarab Swarmcast, made by our friends at Altruistic Gifts. Feel free to stop by at any point during the con while somebody's there to just give like a quick little shout out or a blurb. Talk about whatever it is that you've experienced at Scarab. If you're having fun, if you're not having fun, tell us what we can do to help make that fun. Any comments, questions, anything like that, please feel free. It's free to stop by, have something recorded. I'm going to try this year to do kind of like I did at Scorpion. At the end of each day, I'm going to compile all the stuff that I got recorded and throw some of that stuff out there, so that we can have an update each night on stuff that was recorded at Scarab. A few other things I've got going on. We've got the VIP GM room. We've got a couple GMs who are going to be running some really exciting games. The first two sessions on Friday, Sam Sampson is going to be running the Fantasy Flight Games Star Wars RPG. Should check that out. There will be some limited snacks and drinks actually provided for anybody who's playing in those VIP GM games. Also that night, and I want to say Sunday night, is going to be Shadows of Esterin, which is a cool new dark gothic game, and they're actually one of our sponsors for Scarab. And we have David Callahan, who's going to be running those two games. You'll be able to find these games on Warhorn. You should see the VIPGM tag right in front of each of those games. Go ahead and sign up to play those games. We're going to make sure that I know the Fantasy Flight Star Wars one's already out there, and we're going to get the Shadows of Esterin one out there as soon as we can. Also coming back this year, and this is the fifth year for this competition, is the Scarab Iron GM Contest, which is where we have, so far we've got five, so there's about slot room for one more GM contestant to be in this. These GMs come together, and 1 hour before their slot begins, they'll be given some random elements. And then they have to make an adventure and run a game using these elements. And they can pretty much use whichever gaming system they want to do. We highly encourage that if you're running a game system that's kind of clunky or crunchy, to go ahead and get your characters that you're going to put in there, either
completely made or mostly made. Maybe the elements help you kind of fill them out, flesh out the rest of it. But remember, you do only have an hour before your game starts, before we start putting people at your tables. And you're going to have a guest judge at your table as well. And then you're going to run that game. You're going to have 4 hours to run the game. There's going to be a little break right in the middle. And then at the end, you're going to have some work in some time for people to fill out these little sheets where they can score as the GMs tell them what all the elements were that they worked in and how they worked them in. It's going to be lots of cool. The winner gets to be crowned Scarab Iron GM for 2016. And they're also going to get a free badge to the next year and a whole bunch of other prizes. Second place is going to get a bunch of prizes as well. And third place is going to get some prizes too. You know what? Tell you what. If you compete as a GM in the Scarab Iron GM contest, you will get a prize of some sort. What? That's just how crazy I am. And players, anybody who's playing in the game, well, your GM will also have a prize that they're going to give to one lucky person who's playing in their game. And I'll give you a hint. It's probably not going to be given to the judge. So, I think I've given everybody enough incentive, enough reasons to check out the Scarab Iron GM. Aaron Bryant, last year's winner, he's going to be there defending his title. So, I think you know how tough the competition's going to be. I heard that our buddy Donald Dennis from the On Board Games and On RPGs podcast is going to be there as well. He's going to be competing. Sounds like competition's going to be pretty stiff. It's tightening up. We also have a former Scarab Iron GM from a previous year. Matthew Preston is going to be competing. Sounds like some interesting competition there so far. And we've also got a couple other people that I don't think I should name. I think the best thing to do is just sign up and play. Now, you probably, if you're a player, you might be concerned. Maybe I don't know what this game system is. How do I know I'm going to have fun? Just sign up and play. That's part of the whole fun. You might not even know this game system. Ta-da, you're going to learn something new. And you're going to have fun doing it. The only person who should be really sweating bullets at the table should be your GM. After all, they've got a lot more on the line than you do. So check it out. I'm pretty sure that's majority of what I've got for my track. Oh yeah, that's right. I'm also going to be running some Kobolds Ate My Baby at the Swarm booth. But not just my regular game where I run a 5-hour session of all sorts of chaos and craziness. No, this is going to be a game that's going to span for a good chunk of Scarab. It's going to be short little sessions, maybe 30 minutes to an hour long a piece. We're going to try to see how many kobolds we can actually kill the entire time we're at Scarab. I'm going to have my kobold kilometer or something. I'm probably going to call it something that I don't want Steve Jackson Entertainment getting on me. But I'm going to have this thing. I'm going to fill it in every time we kill a kobold. Yeah, we're going to all do an All Hail King Torg, have a good old time, and we'll see how many kobolds we can kill through the whole thing. It'll be a lot of fun. You know you want to do it. So that's all I think I pretty much have for my track. I might have some more stuff kind of snuck in there. You'll just have to come to Scarab to find out.
That's it. That's the end of this episode of the Scarab Swarmcast. If you liked this, or even if you didn't, feel free to send us an email at swarmcast@scarab.com. That's S-C-A-R-L-B. Lots of little dashes in there. Or you can leave us a message on Facebook. Yeah, Facebook. If you want us to read any of your comments on the show, let us know. Hey, subscribe to our show. Check out the show on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. Or you can grab that RSS feed from our website. You can get our website off of Facebook or off of Scarab's website. It's all a bunch of internet flibbity-jibbity. So, until next time, when you think of Scarab's Wormcast, think of this podcast. And when you think of toast, think of me!
Music on the Scarab Swarmcast is by iFight Dragons at iFightDragons.com, MC Lars at MCLars.com, and Midnight Syndicate at MidnightSyndicate.com.
You remind me of the Brian.
What Brian?
The Brian with the dance.
What dance?
The Lutness Cube dance.
Who do?
You do.
Do what?
Remind me of the Brian.
I saw him trying hard as Brian could try. What could he do? Brian was GMing. The group was fighting cubes. Nobody knew.
What kind of magic spell to use?
Magic missiles or fiery balls? Thunder or lightning?
And Brian said,
Dance, Brian, 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 dance, Brian,
Wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wiggle Brian, wi
What could they do? The group say, oh, we had gone and left the party blue. Nobody knew.
What kind of magic spell to use?
Magic missiles or fiery balls? Thunder or lightning?
Then Brian said,
or kill them and then take their stuff.
Dance, Brian, dance.
Dance, Brian,
dance. Brian,
dance. Brian,
laugh at you gelatinously. Wiggle, Brian, wiggle,
wiggle, Brian,
wiggle,
Brian, wiggle,
wiggle, Brian, wiggle. Do that wiggle cubically, slap the cube and make it bleed. Dance, Brian, dance,
Brian, dance,
Brian, dance,
dance, Brian, dance,
Brian, dance,
Brian, dance,
dance, Brian, dance,
dance, Brian, dance,
Brian, dance,
Brian,
dance.
Wiggle, Brian,
wiggle,
wiggle, Brian, wiggle,
wiggle, Brian, wiggle,
wiggle, Brian, wiggle.
Mark the cube gelatinously.
You remind me of the Brian.
What Brian?
The Brian with the dance.
What dance?
The gelatinous cube dance.
Who do?
You do.
Do I?
Remind me of the Brian.
Dance, Brian, dance.
Dance, Brian, dance.
Dance, Brian, dance.
Dance, Brian,
dance. Brian,
dance.
Dance, Brian. What kind of magic spells to use? Magic missiles or fiery balls? Thunderbolts and lightning. Dance, Brian, dance. Dance, Brian, dance. Larp that cube gelatinously. Wiggle, Brian, wiggle. Wiggle, Brian, wiggle. Do that wiggle cubically. Slap that cube and make it flee. Dance, Brian, dance.
Dance, Brian,
dance. Brian,
dance. Brian,
dance. Brian,
dance. Brian,
dance. Brian,
dance. Brian, dance.
Brian,
dance.
Brian,
wiggle.
Brian, wiggle.
Brian,
wiggle.
Brian,
wiggle. Do that wiggle cubically. Slap that cube.
Slap it like a lawyer.